Hey folks, this is Jeff Walker and welcome to Module 3. So in this module we're going to talk about pre-launch, and this is where things start to get very, very exciting. So the first one, we talked about overall strategy and tactics, and I tried to indoctrinate you into my mindset. This is really a very different way of marketing, and it takes a bit to wrap your brain around it. I think if you adopt it, it will change everything for you. It has certainly changed everything for me and many of my clients. It's amazing the amount of money we're able to extract out of businesses with tiny lists and tiny traffic. And if you actually happen to have a decent amount of traffic or a list or a way of getting either of those, then the profits you can generate are just insane. So the first one we talked about, our overall strategy and tactics. The second one we talked about, our pre-launch. Now we're going to move into pre-launch, and this is really the heart and soul. We're going to actually take two modules that cover the pre-launch, and then in our fifth module we're going to get to the launch. But if you get the pre-launch right, then the launch is you're just sort of maximizing and squeezing every last dollar out of it. So first I want to start off here with some very, very important stuff. And first of all, this is very, very powerful stuff. I think I've stressed this so far, but if I haven't, I'm really teaching you this stuff so you can use it to be a force of good. If you use it to sell junk, to sell garbage, then it will work for that, frankly. But the thing is if you sell a bunch of junk and put it in a lot of people's hands, then you're going to lose in the long run, because if you put junk into tons and tons of people's hands, they're going to, you can fool them once, you can't fool them twice. So use this, sell a whole bunch of stuff and do a great job, put out a great product and over deliver, and you're going to create raving fans, and this conversation you're going to create with them is going to create raving fans, and then they're going to buy from you again and again and again. And that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about building a relationship with them and having a conversation, and that will continue long after the sale, and then you can keep on making more sales as long as you deliver. And I would highly suggest you over deliver. So this is very powerful stuff. Another thing about this is you've seen there's a lot of pieces here, and sometimes it can feel, especially when I show you some of these mental triggers and all the different things you can do, it can feel overwhelming. You do not need to do all this stuff, because this is so, so powerful that if you even take 10 or 20% of what I'm teaching you and put it to work, then you can have incredibly powerful results. And if you have a current business already and you're already cranking along, just dropping one or two of these things in. I've already gotten all kinds of results from people that have just taken the stuff in module one and module two and dropped it into their business and have had huge results. And if you've had those results, please send them in to me. I want to hear about them. I want to get those results. I feed on that kind of stuff. So thank you so much if you already sent me stuff. And, just keep on sending it to me. But the things, I've only shared a small portion of this, and people are already getting great results. So you don't need to do it all. If you do 10 or 20% of it, you're going to do really well. And then this is really powerful. Now, I shared on this last week on the Q&A call. You can make mistakes. You can make all kinds of mistakes. And again, the model is so powerful, it's unreal what you can do with it. And believe me, every single time I do a launch, I make mistakes. I see stuff I could do better, I could do differently, I forgot to do, I ran out of time. I've never done a launch and done everything right. I've made all kinds of errors. In fact, I'm going to share one with you right now. When I launched Product Launch Formula 2.0 a few weeks ago, we launched the product, and then we had to pull it off the market, and then like about a week later, we did a little mini relaunch. And so here's Jeff Walker, Mr. Pro, done dozens and dozens of launches, gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by clients to do launches. You think I got everything right, eh? You think I've just got it nailed. You think I've got it wired. I'm invincible. I don't screw up. Well, you know what I did? Here, let me show you what I did. I'm going to show you. Here's an example. This is my AWeber account, and this is my mailing list for my Product Launch Formula partners. These are my JV partners who are the lifeblood of my business, that promote for me and make all kinds of sales for me, okay? So one of the things I'm going to be showing you is how I motivate these partners to mail. One of the ways I motivate them is I send them email that gets them all pumped up to email for me and tells them they're going to make a lot of money and tells them how to make money. And I give them, you know, email copy that they can take and go ahead and publish. And, you know, they can cut and paste this stuff. And so, you know, we're going to launch at noon. I think it was at noon Eastern we were going to go live with this relaunch. And so I queued up this email. And this is the day we relaunched, was on April 2nd. And we were going to relaunch at noon Eastern. And this is Eastern time. So I queued up this email to go out at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And I wrote this fancy email, which I'm actually pretty proud of. I love this subject line. The subject line says, JVs, and I just do that so they know, you know, they're all on my regular list too, I'm sure. Because they're all watching what I do. They want to learn from what I do. So I always have the prefix that tells them this is a JV email for you guys. And there's a subject line is JVs, : push send, get money. Frankly, I thought that was a really clever subject line. I was really in love with that subject line. And so this is the email that's going out to partners right before we go live. And it's to get them, you know, make sure that they sent their email. Because this is all about getting the big push from JV partners, right? Well, there's only one problem with this email. Now, if you don't use AWeber, you probably don't recognize this. If you guys use AWeber, then you know what's going on. But I actually never hit this button to actually send the email. Do you see what I'm saying? I wrote this email. I had it all ready to go. I had a big checklist of things to do that morning. And I forgot to email my partners. I didn't email my partners. I mean, this is like a colossal screw-up. You know, that's like I'm dependent on my partners to promote for me. They are what's driving my entire launch. I write this great email for them. I get it all queued up like the night before and it's all ready to go. And then in all the excitement of launch morning, I never hit the send button. I screwed up totally. So, I mean, and believe me, the launch went off just fine. And we made lots and lots of sales. And this relaunch, we made lots and lots of sales. That's because I'd done the steps beforehand. I'd emailed the partners the day before. Okay, and we got the day before that, we got the partners all excited. So I could afford to screw up. But I just wanted to point out to you how no one gets everything right. There's a lot of pieces to this. It can feel complicated. It can look complicated. But you can screw stuff up left and right. And I am not perfect. I screw stuff up left and right. And I thought, here, let's just take you inside. We'll show you what this email looks like just so you can see what one of these motivational emails actually looks like. If this thing would load for me. And so here again, I'm queued up to go at 11 a.m. And this is what the email was supposed to say. And actually what I did was I opened up the cart an hour early. And there was a shopping cart an hour early because I wanted to, I didn't want everyone mailing at the same time and taking down the server. So I thought I'd be sneaky and I'd open up things a little early. So this is just what the email said. It's very short and very concise because, you know, we're getting, again, in the mindset of the partners, they're very, very busy. And when they get this thing, I already have them amped up to mail for me. So this message is mostly about, yeah, we opened up a little early and I've got some swipe copy for you. So I said, you know, this is the whole length of the email. It's just like super quick. Okay, the cart's now open. Yeah, I opened it early to try to save my server. The rest is simple. Queue your email, push send, get money. Here's your affiliate link. And then they give them the link. And then, you know, this isn't what the link looks like. We have their link stored in AWeber, so when they get this email, it actually gives them their final link, and then they can just cut and paste that right into their email. And it says, you'll find fresh swipe copy just below. Best regards, Jeff. So it's super simple. You know, basically, we open the cart early. The rest, you know, now just queue your mail, push send, and get money. Would have been a beautiful email. Unfortunately, I never mailed the darn thing. So, and then below, I gave them fresh the swipe copy so that they wouldn't even have to write copy. And we'll go through this, but, you know, here a whole bunch of subject lines I gave them. And then here's the copy I gave them, and that's the end of it. So, you know, I'm just trying to make the point of, You just don't have to be perfect. I'm certainly not perfect, and it's been working pretty well for me. So getting back to the mind map, you can make mistakes. The basics, like the absolute basic stuff that you have to get right, is really pretty darn easy. And in this module, I'm going to be going through and showing you examples. In fact, we're going to be very example rich. I'm going to err on the side of just showing you a bunch of examples in this in module 3 here. And, you know, actually just jump right into the examples and get you rolling there. So, again, this is really, really powerful, and I've made lots and lots of mistakes. Okay, let's get moving. So now we're going to go through some of the pre-launch basics. And then over here we have, this is stuff we've covered to some extent already. And so we'll be breaking into that just to go back over it and remind you of it, but we're going to get to the pre-launch basics, and then we're going to just jump right into examples. And I think in this module I'm going to give you a bunch of examples and walk you through how I've done stuff, how some of my students have done stuff. And I think, you know, that's going to show you, get you indoctrinated right into this stuff quickly and get cranking. And then probably next week we'll come back and show you some of the finer points and cover some of the content creation, that type of stuff. But right now, I want to show you some of the examples, both stuff I've done and stuff some of my students have done, because we've got lots of cool stuff. So with the pre-launch basics, first of all, throughout this pre-launch, one of the things you do is you create this anticipation that something's coming, and this is a real key. I mean, some people even, you know, call this anticipation marketing. I think it's a lot bigger than that, a lot more to it than that. But anticipation is a big piece of what we're doing here. A lot of what we do is pre-launch content. Now, frankly, you know, it depends. Like, if you're going to do like some of the big launches I've been doing lately in the internet marketing space, it now has become very much about the pre-launch content, and we continually raise the bar, and you have to put out, in my opinion, to make a really big splash in the internet marketing space, you got to put out better and better pre-launch content. I think if you look at some of the stuff we've put out in the last few launches I've been involved in, like my product launch Formula 2.0 launch and the Smarts launch and some of the other ones, membership site bootcamp launch, even Frank Kern with his mass control launch, we've put out just some really good information, some good quality teaching as part of our pre-launch content. Now, if you're in some other markets, you probably don't need to go as over the top with the content, because frankly, internet marketing is very, very competitive, and that people keep on raising the bar. If you're selling something about learn guitar, you probably don't need to do it like to the level we're at. But you know, you can really never go wrong giving good pre-launch content, because the idea is that if you're creating this, you're creating, it's basically a lot about authority and just proving that, you know, you've got the goods. So we'll talk about, you know, we'll show you how we do this with the pre-launch content. And very much it's about creating this conversation. So we've already talked about this a few times, but people are much more interested in a conversation than they are in a monologue. Now, a lot of times you're creating the illusion of a conversation, but very much sometimes it is a conversation. The other key thing with a conversation is you're finding out what the market wants and what their objections are. And then you're just creating what they want. And in the pre-launch, it's all about answering the objections. Well, if you don't know what the objections are, it's hard to answer them. So you find them out with a conversation. Another big key is multiple modalities. That means we like to hit people with not just email, but email and PDFs and videos and audios and blog posts. And you don't have to do all this. Like I said, you can keep this very, very simple. But in general, if you do more things than just like, say, email, then you'll do better. And we're going to be hitting all the mental triggers. And again, we've got lots of mental triggers. We're not going to hit all of them, but we're going to be hitting the triggers. And I'm going to be explaining when and how to hit the various triggers, because there's certain triggers you want to hit at different times in your pre-launch. And again, this doesn't have to be perfect, but I have some general rules of thumb that are really easy to follow. And it's about setting up the offer. One of the things we'll talk about is how you go from initially in your launch, you're talking about your story, your overall hook, their pain, you know, how you're connecting with them. And then, so you're telling this overall story about a need or a want that they have, a problem they have. And then as you get closer, you start to talk more about the resolution of that issue or that problem. And then as you get right into the end of the pre-launch is where you start talking about your offer and how your offer is going to solve that problem. So typically, if we're talking about a bigger launch, like an internal launch or a big JV launch, maybe it goes about 3 weeks, maybe it goes 2 weeks, as short as 10 days, but let's say it's somewhere between 10 days and 4 weeks. Magic spot right now, I think, is about 3 weeks. You've got, so say you've got a three-week launch, you don't really start to talk about your offer until the last 5 to 7 days before the launch. We'll go into that more. And then the whole idea of the sideways sales letter, where you don't want to drop someone on a, you know, it's, I've already explained this a few times, instead of that big long sales letter that's big, you know, vertical sales letter where it's, you know, on someone's browser where, you know, it's 40 pages long or 20 pages long or 30 pages long, and it's big, big, long, lengthy sales letter, we're going to take that and turn it on its side. So instead of taking 30 pages to write it to give them a sales letter, we're going to take 30 days or 20 days, and we're going to tell our story throughout that time frame. We'll still probably end up having a long sales letter, but by the time they get to that sales letter, they'll essentially already have been sold. So before we jump into some of the examples, I'd like to just go back, review some of the triggers for you. And we take that there. Let's just take this and drag it over here and open it up. Okay. So, there we go. So, now you remember we're going to be very story-based. We spent a lot of time working on your story. And we went through the exercise in Module 1, and then I showed you how to take that exercise in Module 1 and turn it into your story just with a simple cut-and-paste method in Module 2. Now, if you didn't do the homework for Module 1 and then take that and turn that into your story in Module 2, I highly suggest you do that. We're going to be using those stories extensively. Then we make it event-based. This is sort of, we've been talking about that from the start. We'd like to build a community. I mean, this isn't always possible or a feeling of community because people act in accordance with the way if they see themselves in a community, they'll act in accordance with the way they think that community acts. So if you can create a community and then create a community that acts by buying your product, then you're way ahead of the game. Social proof, we're going to pound this really hard because social proof is very important. It's the idea of if everyone else is doing something, then you're going to be inclined to do it as well. So we're going to show how to use that within the context of your launch. Scarcity is very, very powerful. And, you know, these two work together, social proof and scarcity. You'll see how we do that. Authority, I just mentioned authority. Authority is very, very powerful. And that's the idea. If we have some outward authority that can be conferred on us any number of ways, by other experts that have authority, by outside agencies or organizations, that's authority. Just showing that you have a great grasp of your subject builds authority. Anticipation was what this is all about. We're creating anticipation by gradually revealing more and more of our story as we go forward, especially if we create this compelling story. We've already gone into that compelling story and how to create it. Well, if we have a compelling story and you know, part of that story, we're moving them along and we're going to eventually, we get them identifying with that story, then and it's leading to this resolution of some issue they have, some need they have, some want they have, then it builds anticipation. The common enemy, this is the idea. Well, I mean, what is it? One of the sayings is where, you know, basically politics makes strange bedfellows, so does war. What people can do in the name of a common enemy is amazing. So if you can create a common enemy for your prospects, then you can get them motivated against that common enemy, and often that motivation, it's a great way to influence them. The idea of actual proof as opposed to social proof, this is that you're showing that you you prove you can do something. What you're selling to them can do something for them. Controversy stirs interest. It gets it fans the flames of interest. Commitment and consistency. And obviously, I'm moving through these quickly because this is a review. But commitment and consistency. If we can get your prospects to make a small commitment, then it's easy to get them to move to a larger commitment. Interaction, conversation. It's basically, again, I just mentioned this in the last section, the important stuff. We get the conversation going. It's a lot more interesting than a dialogue. Reciprocity, the idea of you give someone something to someone, they're going to want to give something back. And often this is you give them great, great content and establish authority and proof. Well, that also, you know, since you're giving that to people, they feel like they want to give something back to you. Surprise, unexpectedness, novelty. This is the way you capture someone's attention. And so if you can come out and surprise them and capture their attention, then that's the first, it could be the first step of your launch, and that's the way you initially draw them in. Likeability, people like to buy from and be influenced by people they like. So if you can share some of yourself throughout your launch and be a likable person, that helps you establish influence. Credibility sort of goes with authority, and you can establish that in any number of ways. The launch gives you time to tell your story and establish credibility and show the proof that you know what you're talking about. Celebrity and being interesting sort of goes a little bit with a likability, although not necessarily. But certainly being interesting and being something of a celebrity does not hurt at all. Character goes along with story and, being an interesting character. Again, celebrity helps here. Always giving the reason why and the context for your actions throughout a launch is very, very powerful. Competition is something that, well, I'll actually show you how we develop that, especially with JV partners. In some markets, the partners are actually pretty competitive with each other, and you can use that to help drive your joint venture sales. The takeaway sale is sort of a bit of a play on a scarcity. It's like where, you never want to be in a position where you're begging people for the sale, because it's just not an attractive position. People are not attracted to that. People are attracted to winners, and they're attracted to people that are in great demand. So the more in demand you are, the less that you need people. People don't like needy people. So if the less needful you are, the more scarce you are, the more they want you. Keeping things simple. A lot of times people have this tendency to make things overly complex, make ideas overly complex, make offers overly complex, get too complex with their story. You got to focus on what people want, and the things they want are generally pretty darn simple. It makes your ideas a lot more impactful and a lot more memorable. Again, concreteness is the same thing. Your ideas, the more concrete they are, the less abstract, the easier they are to grasp, the simpler they are, the more memorable they are. And, appealing to people's emotions and aspirations is always, always very powerful. I haven't talked about anchoring and transferring yet. That's pretty advanced stuff, and you'll see. I'm just going to give you examples and go over that. So that was just a little review of the mental triggers. And now we're just going to start cranking into some of these pre-launch and actually just show you how some of them are put together.